With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is urging NATO to allow the U.S. to take Greenland from Denmark. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Making his case at the World Economic Forum, the president said the U.S. has a geographic right to Greenland.
This enormous, unsecured island is actually part of North America.
He informed Western allies that America would be unstoppable if it decided to use military force.
But I won't do that.
Tensions with allies are high over potential tariffs on Denmark and others who oppose a U.S. takeover. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Snapchat's parent company, Snap, has settled a social media addiction lawsuit, just as the case was set to go to trial in Los Angeles.
This is a case brought by a 19-year-old woman identified by the initials KGM. She had been alleging that the algorithmic design, the way these platforms actually design dictates the stuff that we all see, left her addicted and affected her mental health. So she was suing not just Snapchat, but also TikTok, YouTube, and Meta. In this case, what we saw today was a settlement announced at a hearing today with Snap, but those other three cases remain active. So those other three defendants will still have to defend themselves in court starting next week at trial.
And the man who has been heading up ICE operations in the state of Minnesota says federal agents have been doing their job.
Our operations are lawful, they're targeted, and they're focused on individuals who pose a serious threat to this community. They are not random, and they are not political.
That is Greg Bovino, the commander-at-large with Customs and Border Patrol, who's been leading the administration's big city immigration crackdown. This is SRN News. A Maryland jurisdiction is abandoning prayer.
The Wicomico County Council says it will no longer open meetings by reciting the Lord's Prayer for fear of being sued. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been threatening the council, and a spokesman for lawmakers says, quote, legal counsel advised that any challenge would likely require litigation through the U.S. Supreme Court level with no reasonable expectation of success. Many smaller counties cannot afford a lengthy legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been just over a year since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in that country, and it's still unclear what the future will hold for Christian believers. International Christian Concern says the situation and safety of believers in Syria continues to be precarious, although the new government has vowed to foster an inclusive nation. This is SRN News. A government watchdog will pursue its allegations that Meta is a monopoly.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's going to appeal a federal judge's November ruling in a historic antitrust case against Meta. The FTC alleges that for more than a decade, Meta Platforms has illegally maintained a monopoly in social networking. A ruling against Meta would have forced it to spin off its Instagram and WhatsApp. But following a trial, federal judge James Boasberg ruled the company does not hold a monopoly in social networking. Meta says in a statement that the court's decision was correct and that it will remain focused on innovating and investing in America. I'm Donna Water.
Norway and Sweden, along with France, have declined to join President Trump's proposed Board of Peace. That reflects unease about a plan some say would weaken the role of the United Nations. More details at SRNnews.com.